Perek Chaf, B'mishkal HaChasidus, in weighing a person's piety. Mashatzorech Levayer Atan, what we need to explain now is, who Mishkal HaChasidus is weighing this piety, this Chasidus. Who Inyan Ikri Ma'od, and there's something very important. B'seida, you should know, B'emes, and that in truth, Shezoi HaMalacha HaKoshish VaChasidus, that this is the most challenging and difficult aspect of Chasidus. Ki Dakuzo Rav, because it is extremely fine. The Yitzhara has a great way of getting into this. Therefore, its danger is great. Because there are many things that the Yitzhara can distance from you as if they're bad. And many sins it can bring close to you to make you think that it's a great mitzvah. There is nobody who can be totally successful in this way, unless he has these three things. If his heart is the straightest of hearts, that his sole intention is just to give pleasure before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing else whatsoever. And he has to look into his actions with tremendous introspection. And he should try to fix his actions with this goal in mind. And after all this, then the rest is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it's said about him in the pasuk in Tehillim, Ashrei Adam Ozlovach, praises the person whose koach is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem doesn't withhold good from those who go in perfection. However, if one of these conditions is lacking from him, he will not reach this fulfillment. And actually, it's even closer that he'll stumble and fall. The Hainu, which is, either his intentions won't be choice and clear, or if he is lacking or weak in looking into what he could look into greater, or if after all this he doesn't put his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it'll be very difficult for this person not to fall. But if all three he keeps properly, perfection of thought, ion, looking into his actions, uvitachon, and his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oz yelech betach b'emes, then he will go with true guarantee, v'lo yu'una lo kora, and no bad will come to him. And this is what Chana said in her nevuah in Shmuel, ragle chasidav yishmor, the feet of his pious ones he will guard. The David Kemochin Amar and David HaMelech also says in Tehillim, V'lo yazav es chasidav l'oldum nishmaru, that Hashem won't forsake his pious individuals, he will always guard them. V'ini masha tzorech l'hovin, and that which we have to understand who is, ki ein lodun divrei chasidus al marei harishon. You can't judge things of chasidus based on a first glance. Ela tzorech la'ayin olizbonin ad heichon toldos hamaisa magios. But a person has to look into and think about how far the outcome of his actions will reach. Because sometimes the action itself would seem to be good. And because the outcomes are bad, he would be obligated to leave it aside. If he does that action, then he's considered a sinner, not a pious individual. The actions of Gedalia ben Achikam, as it says in Yirmiyah, is well known to us. Because his great chasidus, that he wouldn't judge Yishmael in a negative way, or if not to be mekabel to accept lashon hara, he said to Yochanan ben Kareach, he says you're speaking fallacies about Yishmael. What happened? It caused his own death, and Klal Yisrael were scattered and dispersed. The chavik gehalta manishora, and their last remaining coal of fire was extinguished. Uchveyiches hakos of Elov, and the pasuk already attributes to him harigas ha'anashem eshenergu, the murder of all the people who were killed. Kilu horagamu, as if he himself killed them. Uchmeimarim zechron lebrachim, like Chazal say in the Gemara Nida, al pasuk like the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, is kol pigari ha'anashem asher hika biyad Gedalia, all the dead bodies that were smitten in the hands of Gedalia. Vabayis hasheni gam hucharav aydei chasidus kazeh. And the second Beis HaMikdash also was destroyed from a chasidus, a piety similar to this. Asher lunishko b'mishkal tzedek, that it wasn't weighed with the proper just scales. B'mayse d'var kamsa amru, in the story of Bar Kamsa, they said in Gemara in Gittin, sova rabbanu l'karuve, the rabbanu thought to bring a korban that the goyim had offered. Amr lahem Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolos, Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolos said, yomru bali mumin kreven l'gamay mizveach, We can't bring that as an offering because people will think that other balei mumim will be also kosher to bring on the mizbeach. Sover l'miktalei. So they thought maybe to kill the messenger. Amar lehem Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolas. Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkolas said, Yomer matumum b'kodshim yiharik. They'll think that somebody who puts a blemish in kodshim will be killed. Ben kach, while this was happening, halachos of Russia, that Russia went, the Hilshin es Yisrael. And he told the Romans about what Kal Yisrael said. Ba'a Kesar b'hechra Yerushalayim. The Caesar came and he destroyed Yerushalayim. And this is what Rabbi Yochanan says about this. And vasnuso shal Rabbi Zechariah, the humility of Rabbi Zechariah, hechrivas beitenu, destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, the sarfas heichalinu, and burned down the heichal, the higlisinu ben umos, and it put us in exile amongst the other nations. Harelacha, we see she'ein lodun b'chasidus hamaisa b'ashehu shom levad. You can't judge on a pious act in just what you see in front of you. Achterich lifnos kovacho. You have to look this way and that way. L'chol atzad into all possible ways. Sheyochol seichal adam liros. In all aspects in which human intellect can understand. Ad sheyodon be'emes. Until you can judge in truth. Eze yichshar yoser. Which way is the best? Hasia or aprisha? To do the act of chasidus or to separate from it. Hine, behold. Hatorah tivsa. The Torah commanded us in Vayikra. Hocheach tochiach es amisecha. You should rebuke your fellow man. How many times does it come that a person comes to rebuke sinners in a place or in a time where his words won't be heard? And it causes them to go greater into their wickedness and to desecrate the name of Hashem, to add onto their sin pesha, negligence. Similar to this, the only piety would be to have stayed quiet. Just like it's a mitzvah to say something that will be heard and accepted, so too it's a mitzvah not to say that which will not be heard and accepted. You should see, it's obvious. It's appropriate for any person to get up early and run to go do a mitzvah, and to try his best to be one of the people who are involved with the mitzvah. But sometimes this can cause a fight to come out. And it'll turn out more of a disgrace for a mitzvah and a chil v'Hashem rather than the honor that it will create. Anything like this, surely a pious individual should leave alone that mitzvah and not run after it. So to Chazal say in the Medrash Rabba and Bamidbar, regarding the Leviim, Zelashar, and this is what they say. They knew that anybody who would be holding the Aron, his reward is very great. So they forsake the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach. And everybody ran to go to the Aron to get the reward. And we talk, and because of that, they would fight, and he would say, Ani Toin Khan, I want to hold here. And this one would fight and say, Ani Toin Khan, I want to hold here. And we talk, and because of that, they were conducting themselves with lightheadedness. And the Shekhinah caused death among them because of that. And a person is obligated to guard all the mitzvos with all of their details in the presence of anybody, and he shouldn't have fear, and he shouldn't be embarrassed. The Chinu Omer, so too it says in the Hildim, the David HaMelech would speak the words of Hashem in front of other kings, and he wouldn't be embarrassed. The Chinu Shaninu, so too we learn in Avos, Have Oz Kenomer, Bekal Kenesher, Rotz Katzvi, a person should be bold like a leopard, light as an eagle, and run like a deer, v'giber ka'ari, and strong like a lion, la'asas u'son avicha shoshamayim, to do the will of your Father in heaven. Omnam, however, gam bezet tzorech chiluk v'achana, even this needs distinction and definition. Ki kol ze ne'mar al gufei ha-mitzvos shechayov ha-menachnu v'hemcho v'gumura, because this is all said about the actual mitzvos that we are obligated to do, an absolute obligation, shebehem yosim ponav kachalomish, and that you have to make your face like a flintstone. But there's additional piety that if you do it before the mass of people, they'll make fun of him, and they'll mock him, b'nimtzuchotim, and it turns out that they're going to be sinning, b'nenoshim al yodo, and they're going to be punished because of him. And he could have withheld himself from doing those actions, k'enim chovim mukhletes, because they're not absolute obligations. Hinei dabar kazeh, something like this, v'adai sheyosar hagun hu lechosid, surely it's more appropriate for somebody who is a pious individual, she'anichehu mi shi'yaseu, rather not to do it, rather than to do it. And this is what the Navi in Micha says, that you have to go with Hashem in a private fashion. And how many great pious individuals withheld from doing their customs of piety when they were among the regular people. Because it looked like arrogance. The rule is, anything that is essential to a mitzvah, you have to do that in front of anybody who will make fun of you. But something that is not essential, and it will cause joviality and mockery, that a person should not do. Turns out we learn that somebody who wants to become a true pious individual, he has to weigh all of his actions according to the outcomes that will be drawn out from them. And according to the conditions that come along with it, according to the time, according to the group of people that he's around, according to the one who it's involved with, and according to the place. And if withholding from the action will result in greater Kiddush Hashem and more pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from doing the action, then he should separate from it and not do it. And if a specific action, it looks to be good, but in its offshoots or in its conditions, it's bad. And there's a different action that is ra b'mar iso, it looks bad, but the outcome is good. It all goes based on the end result that comes out of it. That is the fruit of a person's action in truth. And these things are given only to an understanding heart and a proper intellect. Because it's impossible to go through all the details, because then there'll be no end. And Hashem gives us the wisdom, and from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And the story with Rabbi Tarfon in Brachos, Yochiach, will be a proof. He was strict upon himself to lay down for Kriyat Shema like Beis Shammai is passed him. And they said to him, it was good that you obligated yourself, that you almost got killed, because you violated what Beis Hillel said. Even though he was being more stringent. This is She'inyan Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Hayin Kavod LiYisrael. A machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was something that was very hard choice for Klal Yisrael. Minei a machlokas hagadola sharosa b'neim. It was a very big machlokas between the two of them. Sof sof nigmar. In the end, it came out she'alacha k'Beis Hillel olam. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Hine kiyuma shel Torah. The way to uphold the Torah is shegmar din ze yishar b'chol tokef la'ad ol olmei olamim. That this psak din should remain in all of its strength forever. Not be weakened in any way. That the Torah shouldn't turn into Chas V'Shalom, into two Torahs. According to the Mishnah there, therefore it's more appropriate and more pious to do what Beis Hillel said, even if it's more lenient, rather than to be more stringent like Beis Shammai. And this is for us, for eyes to see, which way the light will dwell with truth and with faith, to do what is straight in the eyes of Hashem.